There are around 300 million of them worldwide, and their unique way of life and cultural traditions face grave threats in many areas around the globe. We're talking about the world's indigenous peoples, as the UN marks on August the 9th each year a World Indigenous Peoples Day to raise awareness of the threats they face to their lives and lands. Sarah Schenker is a researcher for Survival International, an NGO that campaigns for the rights of indigenous peoples. And she spoke to myself, Susie Hodges.
Well, yes, a large proportion of the indigenous peoples today are suffering threats as illegal loggers and miners are encroaching on their land, and also governments and companies are attempting to conduct projects on their land that in most cases they are opposed to, for example, the construction of large hydroelectric dams in the Amazon.
I know that you're a campaigner for Brazil, where, of course, there are lots of indigenous tribes. What is the world's most threatened indigenous tribe?
Well, Survival is saying that the Awá in the northeastern Brazilian Amazon are now the world's most threatened tribe, as hundreds, if not thousands, of illegal loggers are operating on their land, cutting down the trees, destroying the forest on which they depend for their survival. There are only around 450 Awá remaining today, of whom 100 are uncontacted, living on the run in the forest, trying to escape from the loggers and other invaders, including ranchers and settlers who are encroaching on their land. And more than 30% of one of the Awá's territories has already been destroyed. So Survival is campaigning for the protection of the Awá land as a matter of urgency, because Brazilian experts have warned that the Awá face genocide and extinction if nothing is done to protect them.
Now, for this year's World Day for Indigenous People, which of course is aimed at raising awareness of the threats they face to their lives and lands, you speak about the ingenious skills of the indigenous people. Is it fair to say that they are more adept at maintaining this delicate balance between man and nature compared to non-indigenous people?
Yes, on the whole, that is definitely true. Indigenous peoples have such a strong connection to their land, and in most cases they depend on their land for their survival, and they've adapted alongside the changes in nature and in the environment and even climate change. So in most cases we see that tribal peoples are actually much better at living in their environments and protecting the forests in which they often live than non-indigenous peoples. So we have examples from all over the world in a photo gallery that we have published tomorrow. Mark the UN Indigenous Day, and we've published it including photos of the Jarawa in India and the Andaman Islands who spit plant sap over bees hives in order to repel the bees and remove the honeycomb. And also, going back to the Awá, to Earth's most threatened tribe, we have examples of Awá ladies who have pets which are orphaned monkeys from the forest, and they breastfeed them to keep them alive and healthy.
So overall, how does the future look like for indigenous people?
If their land is protected, then indigenous peoples will be able to survive and thrive. And Survival and other organisations, local organisations all over the world, are campaigning for indigenous peoples' lands to be protected. There are national laws in some cases and also international laws, the Convention No. 169 of the International Labour Organization. And there's also the United Nations' own Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. And all of those state that indigenous lands must be protected for the indigenous people to use them exclusively and not to be threatened by outsiders. So if those laws are respected and obeyed, then indigenous peoples will be able to thrive.